The coming hate speech nightmare for whites in South Africa. For 10 years, some organizations in South Africa worked on a set of nightmarish George Orwell type of recommendations for the most hideous hate speech legislation on the planet. This is known as the Hate Speech Bill. In 2016, they began a massive move to get it made into law. The official title of the bill is Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill. This is its basic definition. Hate speech is defined as publishing, propagating, or advocating anything that could reasonably be construed to demonstrate a clear intention to be harmful or to incite harm, or promote or propagate hatred on the following grounds: age, albinism, birth color, culture, disability, ethnic or social origin, gender or gender identity, HIV status, language, nationality, migrant or refugee status, race, religion, sex, which includes intersex sexual orientation. There are laws already which punish speech in South Africa. The law used most often is crime and injuria, which is an insult law. Already a white woman, Vicky Momberg, got jail time for using the K-word. The K-word is South Africa's version of the American N-word. Crime and injuria was never punishable by jail until Vicky Momberg and Penny Sparrow, two white women, both said things the blacks did not like. Penny Sparrow had referred to blacks as monkeys and she nearly did jail time for that. Another law, called the Equality Act, was created in order to deal with hate some years ago. Whites have been attacked using that law. However, that law is clearly not harsh enough and thus the hate speech bill has been introduced. The Equality Act was heavily abused, but the way the hate speech bill has been written, it will create opportunities for abuse on a grand scale that will, in effect, make all forms of communication very difficult. The hate speech bill has a number of bizarre results. For example, it has a tremendous focus on sex, gender, and sexual orientation. These aspects could be used to take deviant, abnormal sex and actually protect it. If, for example, you incite people against gays, pedophiles, or even people who practice bestiality, you could do jail time for that. The bill can also be used to suppress religious teachings and make teachings that come out of the Bible illegal. The Bible contains many concepts which would break this law. When the government tried to bring this law into being in 2016 to 2018, it got a lot of resistance from white Christian organizations. It basically make it a crime for Christian preachers to preach certain biblical concepts. So eventually, the government backtracked on that and gave exemptions to professional preachers. Similarly, it allows university professors and professional journalists to say certain things. However, people who preach informally, of which there are quite a number in South Africa, or people who own websites and blogs, are not protected. The law has been described by some journalists as being one where petty insults could be turned into crimes which carry a jail sentence. The law will allow you to be charged with the crime of hate speech, for things you say face to face, in private, or by email, or by telephone, whether it is public or private. If someone overhears you talking and they feel this is hate, they can go to the police and have you charged for hate speech even if it was not directed at them. Many attorneys and even legal professors in South Africa have stated that the hate speech bill violates the South African Constitution. The matter is technical, but in a nutshell, there are various clauses and statutes that clash directly with the Constitution. Christians and various Afrikaans groups fought back intensely to stop the bill the last time. However, the bill is back, and Parliament has asked for comments for the last time. If this bill is enacted, it will give South Africa the nastiest hate speech laws on the planet. Although the law is apparently to prevent hate speech, it actually goes further. It criminalizes the passing on of a hate speech message. Suppose person A, for example, writes something on WhatsApp or Telegram and passes it on to person B, and person B passes it on to person C. If person C feels this is hate, then C can go to the police and lay charges against B. So even if B was not the originator of the message, B can be charged and punished just because C felt it was a crime. White South Africans are the most oppressed and discriminated against minority on earth. Whites make up only 9% of the South African population. In theory, as a minority, they should have protections. But in reality, they are the most oppressed and discriminated against group on the planet. In total, there are 117 laws and legal statutes which discriminate exclusively against whites. Other stricter laws against whites are coming. Like Black economic empowerment is going to be made tougher. Thus, if you own a business, you have to give a portion of your business to a black partner, or else you will not be allowed to tender for government contracts. Whites are the only group in South Africa that you can discriminate against legally. Even before the hate speech bill, the courts were rigged against whites. All laws allow a certain amount of discretionary judgment to be allotted to the courts. This is used by the clerks of the court or magistrates or judges. In reality, while laws, like the Equality Act, or the proposed hate speech law, look as if they will be fair to all the races, the reality is the opposite. In the Equality Act, already, they allowed the race of the person, who is accused, to be used against them. Therefore, if you are a white person, you will be blighted with the karma of the whites. It will be deemed that because you had a superior position for centuries, that certain things that blacks say to you, will not be regarded as a crime. So if a black uses a derogatory name for a white, this won't be regarded as a crime because the black was disadvantaged. But if a white uses the K-word or some derogatory term, like calling blacks monkeys, then the white could be found guilty of a crime. Similarly, if a white person were to go to the court to lay charges against a black for an insult, it is very likely that the court will even refuse the charges to be laid because, again, the white was in a superior position in the past. So every white person will be reviewed, in a negative light by the courts, on the basis of their supposed evil past. Another bizarre and dangerous part of this proposed law is a thing called the victim impact statement. This is where the victim can claim that they suffered harm. The harm does not have to be physical. The victim can claim to have suffered harm and perhaps get a psychologist to write some statement proving this. The victim impact statement is very subjective. This means the law is open to an amazing amount of abuse. The Equality Act was abused, but the hate speech bill will take this to a whole new level. The Australian hate speech law, for example, has certain objective tests. But the South African law does not have that. So the opportunity for abuse will be tremendous. In its first form, it was so bad that preachers would literally have had to have their sermons checked. John Jeffrey, a white, Jewish, member of the South African Communist Party, is a key role player in pushing this into Parliament. The Equality Act resulted in whites being primarily the targets for charges laid by blacks. The hate speech bill will do the same. The majority will be able to rush to the police and lay charges against whites, and the overwhelming majority of cases will be brought by blacks against whites. So while, on paper, it appears to be a fair law, for all the races, in reality it won't be. The law also makes use of the reasonable man concept. In South Africa, this will translate into meaning the average black man or black woman. Thus, the cultural differences of blacks will be used as the standard which whites must comply with. So where blacks have got cultural views on, say, death, ghosts, snakes, and witchcraft, these values will set the scene and will apply to whites. A number of attorneys have told me that the South African legal system is becoming ever more bizarre in its rulings, especially in the lower courts like the Magistrates' Court. Due to the loss or removal of whites, the magistrates are blacks with ever less experience. This has resulted in very strange and bizarre rulings in the courts. For example, a court in the north of South Africa determined in one case that chickens had been responsible for practicing witchcraft. The court ended up sentencing all the chickens to death. Thus, the values of black culture become the basic foundation which also applies to whites. The hate speech bill is really nothing more than censorship by terror. The goal is to jail people, and the jailing of people will result in self-censorship and silence. Whites will be the primary victims of this legislation. Whites in South Africa use phones with apps like WhatsApp and Telegram a lot. They primarily use them for security groups because of crime that is a serious threat. Thus, whites also send lots of messages to each other through the phones. This law will impact the use of social media as well as the phones. This law is nothing more than censorship by fear, and the primary victims will be whites.